When businesses began closing because of the coronavirus, the owners of High Five Coffee in Asheville set up a Venmo account for anyone who wanted to support the laid-off staff.
The first week was great. We probably had $1,400 or so come in, which was really awesome. But you split that between 20 people, it spreads out thin pretty quickly.
Jay Weatherly and his wife own Asheville's three High Five shops.
As much as we want to say, great, if you want to continue to give to our staff, there's also the reality of most everybody you look at is in an economic state of much more despair than they were before.
Along with artists and others in the gig economy asking for support online, many for-profit businesses are, for the first time, asking customers and fans for direct financial support. The Carolina Theater Cinemas and Stony Knob Cafe have each set up GoFundMe pages. The Grey Eagle Nightclub has a donations page on its website. So do the Bull and Beggar Restaurant and Owl Bakery in West Asheville. There's even a website where people can donate to a randomly selected out-of-work service employee. And since making an appeal to readers during the coronavirus, the publishers of weekly newspaper Mountain Express say they've quadrupled membership and attracted more than $10,000 in support.
We're just making our community aware of the situation.
Virginia Daffron is managing editor of Mountain Express.
And we're letting them know, if you want to have Mountain Express a part of this community, we need your help.
This influx competing for individual generosity is a new strain on nonprofit organizations dependent year-round on direct financial support.
Individuals are struggling to figure out their own personal financial situation.
David Heinen is Vice President for Public Policy and Advocacy with the North Carolina Center for Nonprofits in Raleigh.
That really almost every organization are needing additional support right now. So between those two factors, it is definitely creating a real challenge.
But Jeanette Butterworth says nonprofits are positioned well to survive during and after the pandemic by leaning on their strengths. Butterworth is a senior consultant with WNC Nonprofit Pathways of Asheville.
Nonprofits all along and every single day are out there creating relationships that are going to help sustain folks through this time. Givers give. So 7 out of 10 people in the United States give money away. And those 7 out of 10 people are going to continue to give to the organizations that they have relationships with. That's not going to change.
Heinen is pointing nonprofits to governmental programs such as a new Small Business Administration loan created during this pandemic to cover payrolls through June.
For the short term, organizations that are not panicking initially, that is a real game changer, I think, because it does provide them the capital that they would need through those fully forgivable loans to be able to continue operating for a few months.
And while the long-term impact of the coronavirus on nonprofit fundraising can't be known, Butterworth urged nonprofits to lean into donor relationships without treating those donors as financial faucets.
Nonprofit and for-profits, we're all businesses. We're all working to make our society run. The nonprofit sector is resilient, and we will come out on the other side of this, you know, as a different sector, better, stronger, having new ways of working, having new plans in place.
Experts expect the clarion call for cash to only grow while public life remains closed for business. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.